Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday, live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hope you're having a great start to your day. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Before we move on, I have to read this text, 9200. We appreciate you listening. I would say this person is in the very, 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 very small minority. The problem with this franchise is the media. It takes 3 to 5 years to rebuild, and you all act like the coach is supposed to turn water into wine. Coach has one bad year with an awful team, and now it's get rid of him. Well, the roster is also terrible. Give him time. Appreciate your opinion. You're 1,000% wrong. The coach is not good.
I see the roster, what he's saying.
I see what you're saying, too. The roster's bad, but so is the coach.
When you're a coach and don't know the rule of what a catch is, when you publicly tell us you're playing for a field goal, not a touchdown, but a field goal, you don't know what you're doing.
Yep.
You do not know what you're doing. It's time to move on.
Yep.
And I think they've made the first steps this week of stripping him of his play calling duties. Thank God.
And no disrespect, you don't get 3 to 5 years to rebuild anymore.
No.
There's too much money, that is being spent. You have got to rebuild a lot quicker. That's why the GM lasted 2 years.
Yep.
And they brought in another GM.
It used to be five.
It used to be.
Now it's three. Now it's two for the most part. I go back. I know college or pro's different. Johnny Majors came to Knoxville in 1977. He won the SEC in 1985. That's nine seasons. That would have never happened in today's world, if college or pro. It's not happening.
So don't blame the media for dumb decisions made by a franchise, because that's what's happened.
It's exactly what's happened. Pretty simple. Do all that. We've seen enough to know that he's not the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not that guy, pal.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so CFB Home, it's a great site on Facebook. Really funny, good stuff, good content. They have a week 4 SEC bowl projections. And they've got Vanderbilt meeting Clemson in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
In Charlotte?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'd say right now, if I had to handicap that game, I would say Vanderbilt would be a 3.5-point favorite.
Okay.
The way Vanderbilt's played.
I think it'd be a disappointment at this point for Vanderbilt. I know getting to a bowl game is good.
Yeah, but that would be a disappointment.
But they're open for so much more. Tennessee is not in a bowl because they're in the college football playoff projections. They've got Tennessee at number. I got Georgia, LSU, Tennessee, and Texas in the college football playoff projections. Georgia 3, LSU 5, Tennessee 8, and Texas 10. A lot of people still believe in your Tennessee Vols, my friends.
And they probably should. I mean, if you go watch that game against Georgia, they looked like a playoff team. I know they lost the game, but, you know, in today's playoff era, it's okay. It's not okay to lose. But you can get by with one, is what I'm saying. And you have a couple of things go your way, and you have some hurt players that are playing. I think that ball game goes differently.
Oh, 100%. The Music City Bowl, they have Missouri and Illinois coming
Missouri,
to town.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't think they look at that. I know that
they
don't want teams coming back-to-back. Dr. Crane, your Mississippi State Bulldogs, they have them in the Birmingham Bowl taking on the Kansas State Wildcats. You'd go down for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's right down the road.
Which one?
The Birmingham Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
State, and after being projected to go 2-10 to get to a bowl game of your Mississippi State, that's something else. That game, I'm telling, that game on Saturday. Now I think Tennessee wins, but Mississippi State is playing with house money, right, Dr. Crane?
They sure are. It's going to be a packed out crowd. It's a wide out. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
All right. Well,
when did you start working for the Bulldogs? Because that sounded like, hey, come on down and see us.
Well, I mean, you know, they got Bulldog Burger. They got it all down there, man. You just ring a cowbell and the crowd comes. You know, if they build it, they will come. If you ring it, they will come.
So the cowbells are still back and good, right? Didn't they try to ban those for a couple of years?
Yeah, but I think they got
it. Yeah, it was around 2010, 2011, 2012.
So
and then
dumb.
When Dan Mullen came in, that they paid off the NCAA and they brought it back. And they have a little sign on the screen that says, hey, you need to, you know, not do this during third downs. But people don't care. If they pay a fine every day, every week for it, I believe.
People don't. Yeah, but you can't. So if they're fining Mississippi State, I think we had this discussion before. If they're fining Mississippi State, how do you not know a Tennessee fan's ringing the bell?
Exactly. That's a good
point.
Right?
that's actually a really good
point. You can buy them at the bookstore. It's bad luck to buy your own. You have to have somebody else buy it for you.
I need to find it, but I have a Mississippi State cowbell from way, way back when that was my grandfather's because he went there.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You're just now – so you're a de facto State fan.
I have respect for him.
This mama or Diddy side?
Mama.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. What's funny is I have a lot of family down in Mississippi, and there is my cousins, Jonathan and Justin. Jonathan's a State fan. Justin's an Ole Miss fan. And it's – the Egg Bowl is hilarious.
Good. Do they go at each other?
They're on opposite sides of the room.
So, yeah. All right, Dr. Cran, you now have a fellow State fan at 102.5 The Game.
It warms my heart, Joe.
Yeah. Whether it's de facto, man, you grew up Mississippi State. Good. That's a lot on the line this weekend for that. I've never been down. I've been to one game down. I was down there the original when MTSU played their first game in Division I in 1999. I went down there to the Starkville to cover the game. I don't remember the cowbells being loud, but I, you know, like my son-in-law is a big State fan. He's like, yeah, when there are 70,000 people doing it, it's loud and annoying. And I'd love to hear that at one time, how loud and annoying that is.
It's a magical feeling, Joe. 2013, when they beat Auburn to go number one in the college football playoff, I was
14.
There. 14, excuse me.
The college football playoff went.
Yeah,
BCS.
BCS.
College football
playoff. Yeah.
They were the first in the poll.
BCS was ended. They were first in the poll.
That's right. That's a good point. I stand corrected. I'm sorry, Dr. Green.
That's okay. I had a coffee mug thrown at me that game. It was crazy.
Okay.
Why? Did you make somebody mad?
No, somebody – they were cheering from, like, the top of the stadium, and they had hot coffee in a mug, and it hit the back of my hard hat because I got it from College Game Day. I stole it from a student. And it hit the back of my hard hat, and luckily I had it on or else it would have probably killed me.
That's
did
so
Nani
great.
Try to fight them? Because I could see it.
Yeah. She didn't go on the trip. It was my brother. He snuck me into the student section, gave me an old student pass. It was great. I mean, it was probably the greatest weekend of all time.
You were what, 15 then? 16? How old were you?
Yeah, I was about 15. I think I was a freshman or sophomore in high school, I believe.
Down there starting tussling in an SEC game. Be ashamed of yourself, Dr. Crane.
It was a great time. I will never regret any time back then.
You ever get into – that should be a whole topic one day. It's like brawls at sporting events.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do that.
I've been involved –
that's a June topic, but we could
is.
Do it.
I've been involved in one. It was at Steeplechase. And me and the coach got into a brawl at Steeplechase in 1990.
With each other?
No. Okay. Oh, no.
All right.
Bunch of frat punks.
Okay.
And it
was – a couple of brats and chads?
It was amazing. We were tattooing dudes left and right, and all of a sudden, here come the cops. Pew! Everybody goes. But I've never been back to Steeplechase again. That was 1990.
I always wondered why your picture was hanging up there.
I don't do Steeplechase ever again.
That explains it.
Not even in a box. I will not go to Steeplechase.
You know what is crazy? And I know that this happened. I guess 2008 this happened. But with a win on Saturday, Vandy's 5-0 and one win away from being bowl eligible, which for so long, that sixth win was like, that's the national championship.
So did they lose five straight in 08 and they beat Kentucky to get that sixth win?
I think they beat Tennessee.
No, not in 08 they didn't. 08, they were 5-0.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And they lost to Middle.
That was in 05.
That was 05.
But they were 5-0 in 05, and Middle blocked the field goal.
Yeah.
And then they lost and went 5-6. No, they were 4-0.
They were 4-0.
Because they beat Tennessee.
Because they beat Tennessee for the fifth win.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, be 5-0. But I'm telling you, and I know Clark Lee's telling them the same thing, Utah State is not bad. That's not a bad football team on set. Now, Vanderbilt should win. But Utah State's going to give them a fight on Saturday. I don't even know what the spread is.
It is Vandy by 23.5.
It's going to be a good game. What's the State spread? It was 7.5, right? You told me the other
7.5.
Okay. Now, what would you take on that?
Tennessee.
You would? Okay.
Yeah. I think Tennessee. Tennessee, until they show me otherwise, I think is pretty good.
defense. I mean, I know they gave up 44 to Georgia. Georgia's very good. I get all that.
Yeah. I would – and I'd probably lay the points with Vandy, too, just the way they're playing right now. I think they're on a revenge tour.
Vandy?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're on the hold my beer tour.
Well, I kind of hope Alabama beats Georgia on Saturday. That way when Vanderbilt goes to Tuscaloosa next week, you had a resurgent Alabama team who knocked off a top five Georgia team. And here comes Vanderbilt to town.
Here's the deal. And I bet the gentleman on hold will agree with me on this. I want the best Alabama team that they can possibly be to go up against the best Vanderbilt team that they can possibly be. Because that way, when the Commodores go down there and whip that Crimson Tide butt, there is no excuse. There is no, like, nobody can say, yeah, well, but.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Because then that's when Vandy can say, we're here.
I guess
you go down there and beat them, the narrative has changed for the rest of the year.
Because you're bowl eligible. You beat Bama again. You're 6-0. Vandy last beat Alabama there in 1984, if I remember correctly. So you would beat down a 41-year kind of demon to get out of that and have that with Vanderbilt. It's great, man. I'm telling you. I mean, and then you get a week off, and you got LSU roll to town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, man.
Dr. Crane, ask your question, and then we'll answer it when we come back.
Sure. If Alabama beats Georgia this weekend, and let's say Vandy goes on the road and beats Bama the following weekend, does that take Vandy out of the generic bowl conversation and maybe a potential college football playoff contender?
Yes. It should, 100%. I mean, I think they're already, right now, a college football playoff contender. But you beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa, I would say yes.
And then you have
6-0.
Then you have a leading Heisman candidate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call and argue to me why Diego Pavia, if they beat Alabama and they're 6-0, why he's not the leading Heisman Trophy candidate. I'd like to hear why not. Because we talked to Tim Hasselberg about this. A player lifts everybody around you, makes you better. He's not going to have the gaudy stats, which is a bunch of nonsense anyway. But this is fun. I mean, this is fun talking about Vanderbilt football as we head into October, man. Really fun.
What 615. Does that mean for Tennessee?
We'll discuss next. Okay. 615-737-1025. Clay, hang on. We'll get to you as well. Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni. Brought to you by the Omni. 1025 The Game. Little Johnny Cash. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Thursday. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're talking to some high school football coaches for our Metro Schools Game of the Week, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, which will be tomorrow night starting at 6:30. Coach Joseph Shepherd of Cane Ridge and Coach Arsente Broom from Antioch, as they will do battle. A little neighborhood rivalry tomorrow, so it should be a lot of fun in that one. I'm looking forward to talking to those coaches. Clay has been waiting patiently on college football. Clay, what's up?
Hey, boys. How y'all doing?
We're good.
You know, I like it when y'all talk about college football because I think I'm just going to boycott the rest of NFL football this year.
Probably a good idea, and I know they will notice.
Oh, God.
The Titans are horrible, and the Cowboys' defense can't stop a nosebleed. So,
hey, if only the Cowboys just had a special player, right, Clay?
That's right. So I think Vandy, you know, it almost seems like Vandy should have a lifetime contract with the Birmingham Bowl. Doesn't seem to matter how many games we win, that's always in the conversation. But, you know, hopefully this team is going to do well enough where they can get out of that, you know, kind of mid-tier bowl selection, things like that. This team excites me, guys. This is a good football team because not only are they beating people, they are destroying people, let's face it. And I've never seen the depth that they have, mainly in the defensive line, and that's where games are won in the SEC, is in the trenches. Word has it they played rotated 12 guys in the defensive line in Columbia. I mean, that's unheard of for Vanderbilt to have depth like that.
It is, but let me tell you this. And I know you love Vanderbilt. As one coach told me one time famously, there is no such thing as a bad bowl game.
Yep.
I can name you one, Big Joe.
No, there's not. There's not a bad bowl. You ask a team, do you want to stay home or you want to go to the bowl game? They'll take me to a bowl game. There's not a bad bowl game.
I'm just going to tell you, I'd have rather stayed home than gone to Shreveport. That was terrible.
It wasn't so bad. Who beat them? Was it NC State? Wasn't
NC
bad
State.
For NC State fans.
But the stadium is an absolute dump.
Where was it last year?
They played the Birmingham Bowl last year. They beat Georgia Tech.
Clay's phone call to us on the way was entertaining.
Yeah, Clay. How's Mario Moore doing?
We got to run on that, Clay. Have a good one.
See
you. For those who know, Clay called. And
if you know, you know.
Forgot he was on hold for 50 seconds and talked as if he didn't know he was on the radio.
That was definitely one of the funniest moments on this show.
Yeah, but look, Vanderbilt fans, you know this, and Clay, he knows it too. You're not to the point where you're like, I don't want to go to that bowl game when you didn't go to a bowl game for so long.
Yep.
Every bowl game is great. Yep. Every bowl game.
But look, I think if Vandy can sit there, you know, as a 10-win team and get that probably gets you a New Year, you may be in the playoff, but a New Year Six bowl for sure.
Heck yeah, it does.
I mean, well, I guess they're all in the playoff, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like a good, respectable bowl game, then that's a win, man.
You go up in the tier of bowls. But here's the thing I like. The fact that you're talking about, oh, man, they lose to Alabama. You know, it used to be like, oh, Alabama's going to kill them.
Yeah, like, there was no hope. Now it's kind of like,
oh, man.
Hot damn, we got a shot here.
Yes, right. I mean, think about the table they get to run of Alabama, LSU, and Texas, and then Auburn and Tennessee. Are you kidding me? This is fantastic. If you're a competitor and you got a great football team, Clay's right. They got a hell of a defense because they shoved South Carolina up and down the field. I mean, that was not even close with what South Carolina came to doing. Look, this is great. You love this.
This is not my daddy's Vanderbilt.
Oh.
This is like for them to drop 70 on Georgia State. I don't care what Georgia State. I mean, Georgia State, all accounts, was a decent team.
Decent, yep.
Coming
beat
into
them
this
last
game
year.
And beat Vandy last year. For them to drop 70 on them. And then, what, like you said about South Carolina, Virginia Tech, I mean, they're flexing right now.
Yep. But as we all know, being Vanderbilt, take care of business Saturday.
Yep.
Beat the Aggies and then look forward to taking on Alabama next week. By the way, special programming announcement, not really programming, but next Tuesday.
Don't I do those?
Yeah. Next Tuesday. Will Muschamp,
yes,
is going to join the Chase and Big Joe show at 12:15 next Tuesday. Be good to catch up with the former Florida and South Carolina coach. And his son, I think, is the third-team quarterback at Vanderbilt currently.
I know he's a quarterback, yeah. He's redshirt, right?
I thought he got in the game the other night.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
He was dressed in South Carolina.
I could be wrong. But, well, and look, if Vandy beats Utah State, I mean – depending on what happens this weekend, they could move up. I mean, there's some big games this weekend that are certainly going to change the rankings. Like if LSU beats Ole Miss, Ole Miss is 13. They're going to drop back. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to for sure if you're the Commodores. Coming up next, we'll talk to a couple of high school football coaches, Joseph Shepherd from Cane Ridge and Arsente Broom from Antioch will join us. Coming up next, we'll preview our high school football Metro Schools Game of the Week, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. We'll do that next on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Thursday. Getting a day ahead of myself. Live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Barlines. Coming up on Friday, tomorrow night, it'll be our Metro Schools Game of the Week, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, as Cane Ridge will head over to Antioch to take on them in a neighborhood battle. Going to be a good one for sure. Well, let's say hello to the head coach at Cane Ridge. Coach Joseph Shepherd is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing fantastic. So your team coming off two in a row, 42-0 win against Hunter's Lane and then 20-14 against Overton. How you feeling about your squad right now?
Oh, man, we're working hard, man. We're hitting strides at the right time. And the kids, my thing is we're learning how to play football. We're lining up and trying to execute everything that we're doing right now.
Do you feel battle-tested at this point?
I'm going to be honest. We played John Overton last week, and that was a good football team. And I feel like our kids are responding well. We were down 14-0, and we actually came back and scored 20 unanswered. And I feel like that our kids responded well. And that was a good battle for us to face some adversity and come back and win that football game.
Talking to Coach Shepherd, head coach at Cane Ridge. Coach, what does this game mean versus Antioch that you guys are so close to each other? And a lot of your kids and their kids grew up together in middle school and junior high and all that. What does this game mean?
I've been at Cane Ridge for 7 years. And the first 5 years I've been here, or the first four, rather, it really didn't have a factor into the game. It was one dominant team or the other team was less is dominant. But you have two good teams coming into the game that is coming in and have an actual – purpose for playing the football game now, because both of the teams are undefeated in the region. So there's a region standings that's playing a factor into this game now.
Oh, absolutely. When you think of a Coach Broom team, what comes to mind first? Because his teams are always well coached. I know discipline, but for you, what comes to mind when you think about a Coach Broom team?
You know, the first time I actually met Coach Broom was at a church. And it was maybe 7 years ago, so I've seen him through his times at Maplewood. I've seen him through his times at Overton, and I've seen him at Antioch. And everywhere he goes, his teams are always making progress to being a good football team. So he's a good coach, and he's always in contention in the region. He always have a good football team.
Coach Shepherd, when you look at your team right now, I mean, look, I don't think anybody halfway through the season can truly say they're not, you know, beat up, have nicks and bruises and stuff. But how is the health of your team to this point?
We have a lot of injuries. We talked to the kids about, you know, the difference between being hurt, being injured, and a lot of times you just got to deal with whatever injury you got and go out there and play. Unless you can't physically go out there and play.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something, too, that I think they kind of have to learn as they go, right, of, like, what the difference in the two is. That's, you can't necessarily teach it.
Right.
Coach Shepherd's on the line with us. Cane Ridge takes on Antioch tomorrow night in the Metro Game of the Week. What would a win over Antioch mean, Coach, to your program right now?
You know, it would mean a whole lot. And I'm going to tell you why. We don't have any college players on our team right now. We don't have anybody with stars attached to their name. So if we go out there and win that football game, I don't feel like there's any pressure on us. But going in and winning that football game, it'll mean a whole lot to the kids, number one. And it'll mean a whole lot to our school as well. There's a lot of excitement right now going on.
Well, Coach, best of luck tomorrow night. We're looking forward to being there and doing the game. Thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Shepherd joining us from Cane Ridge. We now say hello to Coach Arsente Broom from Antioch. 5-0 are the Antioch Bears right now. Coach, how you doing?
Man, I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, since we talked to you a few weeks ago before you played West Creek, you've gotten a couple more wins under your belt. Do you feel like you guys are clicking on all cylinders right now, or are there still some things that you want to see your guys improve on?
Oh, man, there's always room for improvement. You know, we still have just to work on cleaning up penalties, cleaning up, you know, how our operations of how we do things, including the sidelines. Just a lot of different things, man, we could work on. You know, we had a lot of mistakes this past Friday, you know. A lot of people look at the end result, the outcome, and all the different things that happened after the game. But it's like, man, the things that we that we were messing up on, like, special teams, man. We just had a lot of breakdowns there. And we had some penalties that put us in some bad situations. So we just had to work on those things.
What did, you know, besides what you just said, what did Centennial teach you, though? That's a tough team down there in Williamson County. What were you able to kind of learn to prepare you for now, rivalry game against Cane Ridge?
I think the biggest thing for us was to never get complacent. It's just like right now, you know, you could throw the records out with this kind of game right here because it's a rivalry game. These are two teams that have been going at it for, you know, over 15 years now, and it's been lopsided for a while. And I keep telling my guys, regardless of what you did last week in Centennial, understand that, you know, the pendulum can always swing the other way, and it did last Friday. I mean, we went into halftime 30-13, and you would have thought that, oh, we got this game under control, but one quarter changed the entire dynamic of the game, and we were down 40-38, and you could hear a pin drop in that stadium on our sideline. So you just have to be prepared, man, and just understand that, you know, the ball is going to always bounce until that clock blows. And you got to keep playing until the very end.
We're joined by Coach Arsente Broom, Antioch High School, getting ready for our Metro Game of the Week. Coach, Cane Ridge, obviously not having the greatest year, but still, a lot of those kids know your kids know their kids. What does this game mean beyond the football field? Because these kids all grew up together. They knew each other. So there's a lot more at stake than just a win, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. This is bragging rights for the community. You know, we're in Antioch. So at the end of the day, it does say Antioch. So for our kids, it means that, you know, we win this game, then we're on top for another year. They call it the 37013 Bowl. There's actually a trophy. and we're in possession of that trophy right now. So we want to kind of hold on to that. And these kids, they know each other. They every time Antioch and Cane Ridge play, no matter what sport, it's always intense. It's always a big game, and it's a rivalry. And right now, you know, I know years ago they probably would say, you know, it's not much of a rivalry because Antioch has been, you know, down for a while. But, you know, I always tell kids, man, when you're down, nobody really notices you. And I said, you know, with our success right now, I said, it could be short-lived if you don't prepare. You know, one of the biggest things I thought about from last week was it was a crucial call. You know, you get all the things that happened in that game last week. But we had a fourth and about 15 on our own 35, and I went for it because I said to myself, if I don't go for this and we kick this ball back to them, we're going to lose this game. So there are times, man, you have to bow up and understand that regardless of what's going on, the records, any of that, it's a game to be played, and you got to come ready to play or else, you know, you could be on the losing end.
You're right. All right, Coach, tell me about your quarterback. I mean, I look in the paper each week, and he's doing something amazing. I mean, you got one of the best quarterbacks that I think I've ever seen or heard about in Nashville, mm-hmm. Tennessee history. What makes him so good?
Oh, man. I think it's his poise and presence. He never really gets rattled. You never see him flustered. You never see him panicking. Even when the ball is snapped and we've got pressure, he makes decisive moves and decisions. And a lot of kids, I mean, he's just a junior. A lot of kids his age don't have the mental capacity sometimes to make those kind of decisions, but Andre does. And I think that part in itself, you know, of course, with his athletic ability, makes him very dangerous. And this is me being biased, but I think he's probably the best quarterback in this state right now. And I would rival. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the country, but as far as Tennessee goes, he's the best thing that's going right now, just because of those attributes that I told you.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow night when Coach Spears and I are there calling the game. Coach Broom, thanks so much for this, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Man, I appreciate it, Joe, man. And thank you guys for all you do for high school sports, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Arsente Broom joining us from Antioch. And, again, all of our coverage gets underway tomorrow night at 6:30 here on 102.5 The Game for the Metro Schools Game of the Week, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. You can join me and Coach Bubba Spears live in Antioch, and looking forward to this game tomorrow. John Chris going to join us at the top of the hour right here at Barlines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So looking forward to that. We'll have more coming here on Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. Is that Tim?
No, is that – who is that? Cody Johnson?
No, close.
Zach Topp?
No. Justin Moore. Who's,
Justin Moore, okay.
And I'm not going to say it. Sometimes
you just got to let it go.
Not going to say it.
Yeah.
He's a lot more talented than I am. Well done. The responses to our question of the day has been – describe the state of the Tennessee Titans franchise using a real country song. And Chase and I and Dr. Crane, someone tell our listeners out there, you guys, every day we pose a question of the day, the responses we get from you guys are amazing every single day. So thank you for this, because the ones today are just out of this world about what do you think country music song for the state of the Tennessee Titans franchise.
Well, and we try and have fun with it, and you guys do too, so we – certainly appreciate that and all of your participation on that, because it's just a fun way to interact with you. So 1157 or Donnie and Donaldson, the Titans are like a well-oiled machine leaking all over my driveway. Somebody call a tow truck.
Is that a country song?
It could be.
I don't know who wrote that one.
It definitely could be. So you said what did you say?
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. You got to still love him, right? At least in your heart. So if loving you is wrong and people say you shouldn't, I don't want to be right. Shout out to Barbara Mandrill out there in Hendersonville.
Mine is Divorce, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, by the late, great Tammy Wynette.
It doesn't – when you say divorce, people are like, huh? But when you say
D-I-V-O-R-C-E
came through today. But some of these – Tear in the Beers, it's over the overwhelming favorite.
Yes, Tear, which was Hank Sr. and then redone by Hank Jr. and Hank Sr.
That video is pretty bad.
That video is awesome.
Yep.
Like, you see his shadow and everything.
Oh,
and
so yeah.
It's very pretty
cool.
Good.
Yep.
But, yeah, certainly some other ones. Crazy by Patsy Cline or Willie Nelson. I'm So Blue, which I think that's George Strait. Drinking My Baby Goodbye by Charlie Daniels.
That's a great song.
Let's see. Some other ones. Burning House by Cam. I don't think that's a...
I think she is a fringe country singer.
Gotcha. Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck. Take This Season Ticket and Shove It. How about that?
Oh, hell.
A Good Run of Bad Luck by Clint Black.
Oh, that's a good tune. Bow, bow, bow.
You're Gonna Miss This by
Trace Adkins.
Yes.
Y'all Gonna Miss This.
Yeah. Give It Away by George Strait.
Written by the great Jamie Johnson, too.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Pushing Up Daisies by the Brothers Osborne. Actually, okay, Parker with a good one. Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes. Is that our Parker?
No.
Okay.
Travis Tritt, Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares.
Here's a Quarter.
I got another one. What's the name of the song? The Whiskey Ain't Working.
The Whiskey, Travis Tritt.
Whiskey.
There was that time.
And who else is on that song?
It's Marty Stewart.
Yeah.
Marty Party.
Yep.
So we figure, I mean, the worst football team in football and the country music capital of the world, these two go together as we're talking about bad football teams do that. And it's funny because Houston is synonymous with country music and a lot of great singer-songwriters out of Houston. Both teams stink. They're 0-3, and the 0-4 teams, somebody's going to be 0-4 after the game on Sunday, and, boy, it's going to be pretty bad for somebody.
What's a Clarksville? That ain't my truck. Except change it to that ain't my team.
That ain't my team.
Was Red Akins.
That's right. Your memory's
father
good.
Of.
That was Thomas Rhett, father of. No, wait. Red Akins, father of Thomas Rhett.
Correct.
Is that right?
Because Thomas Rhett is Thomas Rhett Akins.
Yeah. And they just flipped the names on me and confused me.
Yep. They actually, what was cool is a few years ago, Thomas Rhett played at Bridgestone, and his dad was the opener.
Oh.
And but he didn't do That Ain't My Truck. And I was like, well, that's his big – and I'm like, oh, I know why. Comes out and did it with his son, which was pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Because maybe it wasn't his truck.
Yeah. Well, it may not.
Right.
So, yeah, those are good ones. 615-737-1025. Oh. I think we got a phone call.
We do got a phone call. We got one.
We got one. Laura wants to weigh in. Laura, what's up?
Who is this?
It's the Chase and Big Joe show.
Hi, Joe. Oh, Joe. I love you all. I'm an old 64-year-old, and I listen to you all, and I love you. So, hey, I've got a great one. Coming from a girl with brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue?
And it doesn't. There you go. That's a good one.
Laura, that's a really good one.
I'd sing it for you if I had a voice. But anyway, there you go. So
thank you, Laura.
Call in. Thanks, guys. Love you, Nick. See y'all later.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. See you, Laura. Don't it make her brown eyes blue? That's a good
one. Hang on. Don't tell me. Is that Loretta?
It's her sister.
Oh, Crystal Gayle. That's right. Gayle. Yep.
Yep. And I tell you, Crystal Gayle is famous for having hair, right? Almost down.
Yeah.
I mean, past her backside. I'm telling you. What am I going to say on the air?
I just read it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I always say if I had hair, I'd grow like Crystal Gayle, man.
Yeah. Here's a classic. She got the gold mine, and I got the shaft.
She had to go. Is that Johnny Paycheck?
No, that's
who is that?
That's Smokey and the Bandit.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. He stopped loving her today. Oh, here's another good one by Chris Christopherson, recorded by Johnny Cash as well. Sunday morning coming down.
Yeah, I guess.
Because Sunday mornings are going to just be bad, I guess. I don't know. I like the song.
It's a great song, right?
Roy wants to weigh in. Hi, Roy.
Yeah, perfect song. They play this guy every game day. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, buddy. Ring of Fire.
That's a good one. Thank you, Roy.
Roy, thanks, buddy.
Except love is not a burning thing in this case.
Well, the rumor about that song was that Preparation H wanted to use it, and the Cash family said, no, you're not going to use that song. It might have been June Carter had put the hammer on that, which makes sense for all
love.
That. She's scrolling. There's Mo. And what's Lisa doing at the bar with Mo and Homer?
13 pickled eggs and one cockroach.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Who are you, sweetheart? The health inspector? And then the guy goes, no, but I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's such a classic.
It is.
615-737-1025. We're excited. Coming up next, the very funny John Crist is going to join us right here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We will talk to him. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game.